This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 16th of June. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friends and colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, breathing and loving and living. This is a wonderful opportunity. We were talking about how the world is so crazy. It is, and it isn't, but there's a certain goodness to crazy, I think. Don't you think so, ladies? There's a certain crazy is good. Actually, we were talking about stress and dogs and stuff and what it is that creates stress. Stress in and of itself is not bad. It's handling it, understanding it, and hopefully not creating it on our own, in a sense. But there's so much stuff around us that creates stress. Just take, to go back to the Florida thing for a minute, I think the moment of silence is a good idea. I just don't think it's a good idea tied to or, you know, sort of a hidden message here is that you can pray, that you do whatever you want. But youngsters, we all need, I find this every day myself. When I'm hustling from one thing to another, I'm probably busier now than I've ever been at any time in my life. And a lot of times when people get to be my age, they're sort of slowing down. I don't feel to, I don't want to, I don't even like the idea of it. And so
it's funny that you're speeding up, though.
Well, but the other side of it is that, but I take a
it's
moment,
good.
Victoria.
It's good for you. No, it's good
it
for you.
It is good for me. But yeah. I know me, and I know that it is good for me. But I do take a moment, more when I'm driving. I'm in my truck, and I'm going someplace to the, you know, do some farm activity. I was meeting somebody yesterday to take care of some open hay fields in the city next to us. And as I sat there in the parking lot, I just kind of closed my eyes while I was waiting for her, and I zoned out for a couple of minutes. And it's refreshing, and my mind went to actually women, as it turned out. I find myself every day in some way or another connecting to women who have been important to me in my life. In my mind, in my head, especially to my wife, who's gone, been dead for almost 10 years. She seems to be around all the time. And I know people say that's kind of crazy,
sure
but I don't think it is.
Miles
is.
Around, are you kidding?
Oh,
she's not
absolutely.
Missing that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, and
okay.
Your son having his first child.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
right.
way she'd be missing
she's not
that.
Around for that. Yep, exactly. Okay, so let's get to a couple of, let's do a Washington report here. What's the latest on Biden and Putin, Jen? Let's start with that.
Well, you'd be happy to know that they're actually meeting. I know you've been wondering when it's going to happen. they
well,
are in progress.
Who's going to make who wait longer? I think that was...
Well, they're together, actually, already. So they're both in Geneva. And
do we know if anyone was late? Who was early? I hope Biden was late.
The way that I think they talked about how Putin was delayed getting into, flying in, but he arrived. And so they didn't have like somebody sitting around on camera waiting. So they had him walk in at the same time. They're in right. Geneva. They met outside the door for a photo opportunity. Both of them smiling, shaking hands. I'll paraphrase because the audio, I guess, got kind of screwed up with the press corps. There, so you couldn't hear them live, but Biden said something to the effect of, it's always better to meet in person or face to face. And then Putin said that the United States and Russia have a lot of issues that have been building up and that he hopes it's a productive meeting. Okay. They went in and they were sitting in this room that looks like a library. They had a globe, which I thought was kind of interesting, a globe sitting in between the two of them. Their staff, their advisors alongside each of them. So the two are the focal point in the room, and then they've got the globe in the center and their advisors on each side. The advisors are not supposed to speak unless they are called upon. So they're not supposed to guide the conversation in any way. I guess those are rules for
the engagement.
So it's
just the translators.
Yeah. The translators and each candidate. Remember when Trump and Putin met last time around, they were just in there with the translators themselves. The staff will be there, but they're not supposed to provide any course correction essentially, to get involved.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
So what? Directory. Well, this is going to be a long meeting too. They are set to meet on and off, I guess, for the next 5 hours. So there's not going to be a lot coming from this, other than the speculation, right? I mean, you know that we're going to be hearing about cybersecurity. That's going to be one path of conversation. We're going to hear about the pipeline, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Again, a lot of people, even Biden's administration, even the Secretary of State advised Biden against signing off on this pipeline. He did it anyway. To the criticism not only of Republicans, but also people within his own administration, because people were saying, if you were going to do this, if your intention was to give the sanction relief and give the pipeline to Russia so that they can become energy independent, at the same time shutting down pipelines at home so the country is no longer, our country is no longer energy independent, you should have used it as a negotiating tool, at least to get the release of prisoners or something back. But Biden didn't do it. He just gave it to them. And so that's, I don't know how much more you can talk about that, because that deal is done. And they're going to talk about the people who are in Russian custody. It's believed that Biden may bring up Navalny. I think that'll be a test, because Russia has already said, Putin said he's not willing to talk about that, that that's a political prisoner in his own country.
He was tried and convicted in a court of law.
Right.
And is serving his sentence. That was Putin's line yesterday.
So it'll be interesting to see if Biden actually brings that up. I did learn a little bit more about digging around about the Trevor Reed, who is in custody. He was actually a protector of both Obama and Biden. He worked at Camp David when he was in the military. The family's hoping that that will help Biden make sure that it becomes a priority when they discuss it with Putin. He's had COVID, I guess, in Russian prison, and he has been asking to get a chest x-ray. Yeah, he said they gave him only vitamins. They were not treating any of the prisoners with COVID with anything except
Russian
vitamins.
Now, there's something to be ahead of.
And according to the family of Trevor Reed, they said when they were speaking to their son, their brother, that he said that on the weekends you could hear people suffering from COVID screaming for help. And I guess somebody maybe even died. At least that was a rumor. The nurses would say, there's no doctors here, so please don't scream. Just shut up, because there's nobody here that's going to help you. So,
All right.
a lot of topics. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
But it is underway.
See what happens. Yeah. All right, so apparently there's some new emails that are detailing Mr. Trump's efforts to have the Justice Department take up his election fraud claims. When is this going to go away?
Well, now that he's being proved right in Georgia and Arizona, I don't know that it is going to be
proven right. In what way?
They just found 18,000 plus votes that have no, they call it chain of.
Where are they? Chain of custody.
Anyway, they don't have the chain of custody. Thank you. They don't have the chain of custody documentation on 18,000 ballots. The
what does
election
that mean,
was determined.
What,
every ballot has chain of custody, right? You can see it went from one person to the next person to the next person, so you know how the ballot was brought into the system and how it was tallied. For 18,000 ballots, votes just showed up in Georgia. And that's a problem, because Georgia's election was determined by 11,000. They were just tallied and added into the system at the end. They don't come. We don't know where they came from.
So they came in a box. Somebody just dropped them on the.
Right. Remember the video of those suitcases
that
people tried to explain it away?
Right, yeah.
Well, they're looking for the chain of custody on ballots coming out of that convention center.
So back to the discussion of voting process and what is going to change the system or make it work. This is another example, it seems to me. I mean, I don't think Trump won, and there may have been. I think he's right. I think anybody that claims there's election fraud, no matter what the jurisdiction, locally, regionally, nationally, it's corrupt. The system stinks. And
right,
it gets worse.
Trying to convince the Justice Department to act on your own personal behalf is not.
If there's something here, and this is where it's really important, if you go as a president, by the way, I would say any president would do this. If you think that there is something, if you think there is something that needs to investigate, you go to your DOJ to do that. Now, that's perfectly within the realm of power for any president. Biden could do it. Obama could do it. Anybody could do it. It's whether or not there's something there and worth investigating. Now, it's been poo-pooed for a long time. Oh, there's nothing to see here, nothing to see.
Well, Rosen himself didn't even want it. He said it was ridiculous. He wasn't even going to look into it.
because, and the question then would be why? Why wouldn't you want to give people that peace of mind? I mean, look, there's half, believe what, I mean, you know, everybody believes what they want and, you know, it's fine. But if half the country has doubts about whether or not this election went in the right way, what is the harm from an investigation that's transparent? Wouldn't that be the right thing? Wouldn't everybody want to be on the same page with that?
I want to know what we're doing to fix it. It isn't about Trump. It's not about any single person.
It's not.
It's about
that's the
system and
the
how
system.
Corrupt it is, how screwed up it is, how these people get paid to be the director of elections and they don't do anything.
I'll give you the perfect example of why it's not about Trump. The whole idea of this election...
But he's trying to make it about him.
Well, but those ballots aren't just
presidential ballots. So what about all the Republicans who did win? Are they also willing to say, well, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be sitting in the seat I'm
Absolutely,
in
actually.
Really?
Who do you think is investigating this in Georgia? It's the party, because they are representing those candidates who could have been bumped out of office. I mean, these races were extremely close. In Arizona, it's not just 18,000 ballots. In Arizona, it's 254,000 ballots that have been investigated and are being compromised. But this is the point. Food labeling, something we all agree on, yes, right? We all thought food labeling was a great idea. In California, everybody that I know voted for food labeling.
And yet it
every
lost.
Poll indicated that it was going to win and win by like 10
Big
percentage
time.
Points.
Yeah.
And then on election day, it lost.
Yeah.
That was when I started to question whether or not there was something going on. Because how does that happen? How do you swing 10 percentage points on an initiative? Not even a person, but an initiative?
If you buy your way into the box.
That was all Monsanto.
The White House is named...
If it's Monsanto, it can be Trump, or it can be Biden, or it could be anybody else.
Anybody.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Lina Khan is now the chair of the Federal Trade Commission. More aggressive enforcement aimed at the digital economy. What's her background? What did she do before...
She is a
lawyer or something? What did she do?
Yes, she rose to fame in, I want to say in 2017. She wrote an article when she was at...
She's only 32 years old.
Yeah, so she wrote an article in the Yale Law Journal that was titled Amazon's Antitrust Paradox, and she said what everybody is now saying, you know, 4 or 5 years later. She was arguing that Amazon's retail business should be separated from its selling platform, meaning when you go to look for, you know, I have an Amazon Basics paper shredder that I'm looking at, so I'll use that.
Right.
So if I go to Amazon and type in paper shredder, the first result is going to be the one they make.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what she was talking about back then. She's very tough on the tech industry and the anti-competition. So,
yes,
32 years old, people, you know, are taking shots at her age.
Pay attention.
Come on. I think that,
It's time we had somebody in there to come down to put the hammer down. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, 23 at the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, and she's Victoria Keelan. And more importantly, Jay Kirshner is here to bring us up to date on all the trending things. I want to give people the chance. I want to make sure we underscore the opportunity here the last time you'll have to win this prize package for Father's Day. So we'll get to that, find out who's getting involved in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, so a quick reminder, if you will, Jay, about the entrance into our contest and what's at stake and when we have the final announcement, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we want to creep in on your personal life. Tell us how your Father's Day celebrations differ from last year.
What a great
and this
way
year.
Of putting it. We want to creep in on your personal
yeah,
life.
Yeah, we want to know everything.
Really?
Tell us, are they different? Are they similar in your celebrations? The dads, the father figures, mom who filled the role as dads. Get in on this. Just tell us how your Father's Day celebrations were last year and this year, and that's your entry. At DJV Show is the handle. Facebook, Instagram. This will run until Friday, 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Doug will choose the winner.
Whoopee.
And this is the last time, so don't hesitate. Get in on this.
Harvey Weinstein is going to be extradited to L.A. from, where is he, New York? He's in New York, in a jail in New York, right?
Yeah, he's in New York
upstate
right now.
New York,
this
I
is
think, yeah.
trending. Why? Yeah, what's the change? Why now?
Well, a judge ordered that his extradition from New York to L.A. because he's facing additional sexual assault charges. And they're thinking that this could happen by the end of this month, possibly by mid-July. He has, like, 11 counts of sexual assault involving five women for L.A. And so he's a grand jury has indicted him all of those.
But has he answered for the problems in New York? Has he gone to jail and been sentenced?
He's been in. That's why he's in prison. So
I thought they were still working through some of the stuff.
There might be some civil stuff. Yeah, I don't know. It's so complicated. There's so many women that have accused him, and then there's some statutes that ran out and others that didn't. It's pretty convoluted.
Well, and his legal team.
Go ahead. No, sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, his legal team wants him to stay in New York, citing failing health. He's technically blind, dental issues, cardiac issues, diabetes, back pain, sleep apnea.
Right. Mm-hmm. They should give him a lobotomy. Okay, Tiger Woods is back in L.A. Where was he being treated? When that crash... That he was involved in. Where was that?
He was in Florida. Yeah, so he had been in Florida since the crash, and he still has some more treatments believed to be in L.A., and so that's why people are thinking he's there. He took a private jet, landed, got off on some crutches, had a compression brace on his leg, and it seems like he's gotten pretty well at moving around on those crutches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, his injuries are pretty bad. People are wondering not only if he's going to be able to golf again, but not just professionally, but will he even be able to do so recreationally?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who think he's going to become a commentator or something along that line. Whether he'd do that, there's usually pretty good money. Not like he needs the money. Very wealthy guy because of all of his winnings and the opportunities that have come from endorsements and all this stuff. I think, frankly, he's a has-been. And so, we'll stop talking about him right now, because it's 28 past the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel-and-stick samples to try on your wall when you're ready to paint. Shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health, because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called the country's food situation tense, state media reported Wednesday. Opening a Workers' Party Central Committee gathering, Kim claimed the economy had improved this year, with industrial production up 25% from a year earlier. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12.09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12.24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we go, back again with lots of things in the focus here on the DGV program. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We were just talking about Amazon. On the air, off the air, the focus on the Trade Commission, I think when we were talking about that lady, Ms. Khan, being appointed as the person in charge of that department, and what she's written and said about Amazon. Amazon is a danger in the way I look at it. It's too much concentrated wealth and power. But in a free society, in a free country, how do you mitigate that? How do you deal with it? It's a being unaware fact. I can't believe all the people that say, well, it's more convenient to order things on Amazon. And Amazon created their own. Well, but it is. If you think about the broad picture, think about all the gas that's being wasted, all these new Prime trucks everywhere.
Oh, it's not green.
UPS. It's not green at all. Mm-mm. The boxes and all that stuff. Yep. It's just laziness.
Yeah.
As far as I can, you know, everyone convenient. What is it keeping you from doing? Watching another TV show? It's kind of, you know. And the reason I'm railing on it now is because I just saw somebody posting something. The 34 best Father's Day gifts from Amazon. I'm not buying a Father's Day gift on Amazon, and you shouldn't either. It's just go find something, give the local merchant some business for Father's Day, for heaven's sakes. Now, that would be my... What are you going to do for your father, Jennifer? Jay, for he's coming to your house, I know, for Father's Day. So you have dinner. Do you give him a Father's Day gift? What do you do?
Well, this year we're going to do brunch on Saturday because it's him, my father-in-law, and my husband. But my dad, and his gift is wine. He's a wino, so he gets red wine. Plus, there's south of Nashville, there's this one winery that he really likes one of the wines from, so I go get it from there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. A wino. Mike the wino. I'll have to remember that. All right. So what about you and what you're doing with your dad, Victoria, and your husband's dad?
Well, we're having my parents are coming to our apartment and my brother and sister-in-law. So Saturday night we're doing dinner here. And then at some point in the future, we're going to see Lewis's family. I haven't seen them since the pandemic, so they're going to come down and see the new place and have dinner at some point.
But
we just haven't set a date yet.
Troubles you. Okay. The fact that Lisa Baines has died apparently has led to a lot of other discussions, not just the fact that she was an actress in Gone Girl and popular. Somebody ran over her, right? And did they find this guy yet?
No.
The person who did it?
No. This is awful. So this is in my old neighborhood, the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and she was walking across the street, and a guy on one of those electric bikes ran a red light and ran smack into her. She fell to the ground and hit her head really badly. And so she was taken to a nearby hospital, and she died from severe head trauma. She was, like you said, she was well-known. She was 65 years old. She was in Gone Girl. She was back in the day. She was in Cocktail. Most recently, she was on 6 Feet Under in Nashville. But the thing that really is, it's tragic. It's horrible. This guy, it was a hit and run. He never stopped. This happens so often. Electric bikes need to be completely outlawed in Manhattan, because all you see, and I would say this to anybody who's going to go visit New York City, you need to look in four directions. If you see a walk light, you cannot trust that.
They don't give a damn.
They have bike lanes which was a Bloomberg thing, and that bike lanes are fine when it's city bikes, you know, like people on a regular bicycle.
Yeah,
but these delivery guys on these electric bikes that can go 25, 30 miles per hour do not belong in with the bike lane, and that's where they are. And they fly through. I've seen them run so many red lights. The other day, last week, Sarah Jessica Parker, who's, you know, filming the new Sex and the City reboot, she's a lifelong New Yorker, and she walks around. She films stuff on Instagram all the time. So she's standing there across the street from this fire. It's an actual fire on a street corner. The fire department comes in. They put out the fire. It was an electric bike. The battery exploded, and the guy just took off and ran and just let the bike just catch on fire in the middle of the street. I mean, these things they're so dangerous. It's unfortunate that this poor woman lost her life because of this. But it's some, like, you know, delivery guy. That's what they all are. They're all
the insensitivity of people in general, the selfishness.
Well, I hate to say this because I never go here, but most likely he's an illegal, and so that's probably, you know, they're all the delivery guys. They get cash under the table.
Yeah, I'm happy to go.
I know
there,
you
Frank.
Do,
I'm
but
sick
well.
Of it.
Yeah, but right, we don't know that, but that's my speculation as to why he just kept going.
All right, before we get into some food news, there is a judge who's being asked to reimpose the Boston Bombers death sentence. You'll remember last year, this guy who was convicted of all of the horror, he's 27 years old. I never pronounced his name right. Everybody knows who we're talking
doesn't
about,
matter.
So not exactly. It doesn't make any difference. So the Justice Department has written an appeal to the appeals court saying you are completely wrong in throwing out this death sentence, and you better put him back into solitary and then dispose of him. But, you know, that hasn't been done. There's a lot of political...
Well, I think the judge... I don't know that the judge, like, necessarily wanted to make that ruling, but I guess the bomber's lawyers made the case that he didn't have a fair trial.
Who was paying these lawyers? Where'd the money come from?
Oh, that's been my question from the beginning. Who are these lawyers? Yeah.
Right.
Who is fronting
this? Right.
I mean, these are terrorists. These two brothers were terrorists. They were this was the younger brother. The older brother got shot when they were running.
Like the other one was. Yeah.
Well, actually, the older brother got shot by cops. And then remember, the younger brother stole a car and ran over his own brother.
Yeah.
These are lovely people. Yeah. They're just wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. It's meat and potatoes time here on the DJV program. There's a new study out that finds that sticking to a plant-based diet at dinner time can reduce your risk of heart disease by as much as 10%. So what do you ladies eat? How much meat do you eat, Jay? You eat meat at dinner?
Yeah, or some kind of animal protein typically. But I mean, the study kind of makes sense because you think about how when you're eating dinner versus when you're going to bed, and if it's going to be sitting in your stomach, it's probably a lot easier for your body to digest plant-based things rather than animal meats.
I wonder if this also, I tried to dig a little deeper into this, but I couldn't find, are they just talking about red meat, or is it fish or chicken? Like, is everything included?
I don't think it's fish. I think it may be poultry, and definitely is beef.
Because Dr. Jack, who's on our show once a week, I've heard him talk about, you know, if you eat, like, a steak with potatoes, that your whole body is going to just, at night for dinner, your whole body is just going to, it's horrible. But if you eat fish or chicken that, you know, is more easily broken
vegetables.
Down. Yeah, and light vegetables,
broccoli, cauliflower, that kind of stuff. My sister had us for dinner last night, and that was it. That's what she served, and that was what I had. That nice
just
cream
broccoli and cauliflower.
Strawberries. That's all I ate.
Oh,
but you know, there was chicken there and stuff. I just don't like eating that. And I started to tell the story, and my sister gave me a dirty look, so I stopped.
Oh, the famous story. Yeah, we know. Yeah,
well,
we all know.
Well, Miles wanted to know the difference between a chicken and a hen. Most people and Bruce, my sister's husband, didn't know either. I was explaining the difference between a chicken, which is used, you eat the meat from a chicken, a hen produces eggs. And at the end of their life, depending on where they are, they'll end up in Campbell's soup, because that's the kind of chicken they use there. But the chicken that is raised on these huge mega farms, 30, 40,000 at a time, live 90 days, and they are only there for meat. That's it. And they have no, they couldn't, nor would they, it's been bred out of them, have the ability to have eggs. But they do have, so people say, well, where do the next crop of chickens come from? Chickens can come from regular hens. That is, if they are fertilized eggs, they can produce an offspring. But then the way they have been, there are, the way they've bred them, the way they've created like monsters in a laboratory, chicken monsters in a laboratory, they've been created to just in 90 days produce enough meat. Their heart beats. They're on a stand for 90 days. They don't do anything except they feed them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They keep feeding them and the chickens just explode. And that's what you're eating when you go to Chick-fil-A or wherever else it is that you go.
I'm proud to say I've never been to Chick-fil-A. Although, when I do get meat, eggs, any of that stuff, I will only buy things that have the Humane Certified stamp on it.
That's a good step. National Fudge Day is today. When people say, oh, fudge, that's not what they really mean, but that's what they say. It has nothing to do, well, or does it? Fudge is, like a lot of other things, it's a product of a mistaken formula, right? Somebody was trying to make something else. What were they trying to make? Caramel?
Yeah, and then, I think it got burned or something, or the wrong consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I love homemade fudge.
I do, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Fan of fudge.
Very few things are stack up against really good chocolate fudge.
Yep.
I know you're going to go, I like the white chocolate fudge. It's not chocolate.
Well, I do like
white.
Like
always says that.
I like Panucci.
He's always like, I love white chocolate.
Well, I like Panucci. Panucci
fudge. Wax.
Yeah, well, that's what the white stuff is.
Yeah.
All right, and then I like candy corn, too.
Wax again.
No.
You like wax.
Yes. Today, well, we missed this a couple of days ago, so in honor of my focusing on candy corn. Actually, it was National Corn on the Cob Day. I don't understand. This was too soon because corn on the cob really, at least in my neck of the woods, doesn't come into vogue for another couple of weeks because the first is planted in April and you get 68-day corn, so it comes around the 4th of July. But you get a lot of corn that's raised in Florida and Georgia, and now this time of year we have New Jersey corn, and it just because it gets shipped, you must realize that what you're eating has no value. It's like eating newspaper. It doesn't. There's nothing left in it. The sugars, the starches, and stuff is all gone after 3 or 4 days. So I don't quite understand corn on the cob. When you really understand, I loved growing corn in my garden when I was a kid. I started planting a garden when I was like 7 years old, and I'm trying to get Miles, and they don't have any land, obviously, where they are in Los Angeles, but I got them one of those let us grow things that I talk about.
Those are fun. Yeah. I see posting them all over social media.
Right. Yeah, they are fun, and they are educational. They teach you how to grow things. So anyway, the best way to understand what an ear of corn is supposed to be like is it's hard to do this in the store, I know. Take your fingernail and around the top of the kernel, take the husk down a little bit, and just sort of just prick it somewhat with your nails, and see if there's milk that comes out of the kernel. If there is, then it's okay.
Oh, but that's okay to call that milk?
Well,
just curious.
Oh!
You are correct. That is the proper. Oh, okay.
It's a white juice.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's no such thing as corn milk, though. You don't see that anywhere. Okay, so you understand how to get your corn in the cob the right way. 30, where are we here? 40.
Oh, he's
6. Why do you find that so amusing?
Because it's hilarious how you rail against any non-dairy milk, and it's just so funny that was the word you chose for the corn. So, yes.
Okay, have a good laugh. You want to have one more round before I go to the commercial? You okay now? Here is the word for those of you who have credit score problems, and who doesn't? The three major companies like Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, they're a bunch of no-good-you-know-whats. But unfortunately, somehow, they've gotten the power to keep you from getting things you want. Whether you're looking for a new car, a new job. Yeah, people check your credit when you apply for a job. You want the Social Security number. I would never give my Social Security number to anybody. But in some circumstances, I guess you have to. And they check your credit and they say, you got a lousy credit score. We're not hiring you. You must be a deadbeat. Well, a lot of circumstances present themselves that the three major credit reporting agencies don't look into. So that's why you need creditrepair.com. Creditrepair.com help you work to repair your credit, improve your score, remove the inaccurate items, the obsolete items, charge-offs, that sort of thing. Number to call for a free evaluation. You either go online to creditrepair.com or call them at 800-652-6132. I think that's one of the circumstances in which when you call, you're better off. You can get through. You can go to get the info online, but it's faster if you call them on their line, 800-652-6132. Call them now to get solutions for a better score on your credit report. Credit report is important, as we said, to all of your lives and your well-being. So check out creditrepair.com, 800-652-6132.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Three after the hour now here on the DJB program. Time for us to visit with our friend Chuck Curry. It's a movie moments time, and we're going to dig around in the grease pot right after this.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
Grease is the word. All right, this song has been around, big hit from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Actually, I don't think this ever played in the movie, though, did it, Chucker?
No, it plays in the opening credits, Doug.
It does, okay. All right, I couldn't remember.
A great opening credit animated sequence in that film. Anyway, Grease came out this day in movie history, June 16th, 1978. It was the most popular film of that year. Number two was Superman. The movie, John Travolta was red hot off his big box office hit, Saturday Night Fever, had the ability at that point to write his own ticket. He handpicked Olivia Newton-John as the female lead. Sandy, he was 24, she was 30 when they shot that film, and it became a big hit. To this day, very popular. A lot of repeat viewing in movie theaters back in the year 1978.
Wow. All right, so that's a nice memory. What other, it's always been one of your favorites. The whole business about that movie and the beginning of sequels. Wasn't that movie kind of one of the first that had a sequel? I was trying to think back to that era or maybe before where there were sequels, and I don't remember too many. Were there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the 70s, really the 80s started the sequel trend in full force. This was released in 78. They did do a sequel, Grease 2.
Yeah.
That did not fare very well at the box office. Critics were not kind. I don't think it's a good film. I know some people do like it and think it's misunderstood or underrated. I'm not one of them. I think it's a very flat.
Well, I was surprised.
There
was never
a
sequel.
Yeah,
it was never a sequence to Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Fever. No, there was. It was called Staying Alive. Sylvester Stallone directed it. John Travolta probably got in the best shape of his life. It's not a very good movie. It's not awful, but it's not very good either.
Yeah, but it wasn't really a sequel in terms of the theme, was it? I mean, it kind of went in a different direction.
Well, it just takes the character of Tony Manero, and he's at a more mature point in his life, and he's juggling a few relationships, and he's trying to enter Broadway. The musical number at the end is pretty awful, but it's pretty much forgotten as a sequel. A lot of sequels don't work, but the ones that do, like Godfather 2 and Aliens, there's some great ones. You know, people say all sequels are bad. It's not true. Lethal Weapon 2.
Well, isn't the James Bond franchise basically a sequel?
Star
Wars.
Yeah, they are. You know, speaking of Indiana Jones, I want to get your opinion. There's rumors flying. They're currently filming Indiana Jones 5 with Harrison Ford, who's 78 years old.
He looks fat.
Here's the thing. Yeah. There's rumors that they're going to do a lot of flashback sequences, and they're going to use the de-aging process like they did in Martin Scorsese's The Irishman. So what do you think of that, Doug? You like that idea or no?
Making reference to the earlier movies?
They're just going to go back like 20, 30 years in certain sequences and de-age Harrison Ford so he looks a lot younger on screen. What do you think
of that? They did that in The Irishman, right? So, I mean, it's a vehicle where you don't have to recast. So I get it, but...
Well, you can use all that. They don't have to do anything except get the old clips. They don't have to...
That's not what they're going
to
do. They're going to film new clips, and they're going to put the process through a computer graphic and make Harrison Ford's face and body look younger. That's what they're like, same as they did with De Niro and The Irishman.
Yeah, so
it didn't work well with De Niro.
No, it didn't. It did not.
It's kind of like Rush Limbaugh. They're trying to keep Rush Limbaugh alive by playing his old clips from his old radio shows. Doesn't sound too compelling to me. However, I'm a big fan.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.